to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, along with Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram, JT, our producer. And we bring in our guy, Alex Doherty, talk a little hockey here. Does a great job covering the Preds. You can find him at A to Z Sports. Alex, what's going on this morning?
Not much. How are y'all doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Does it seem like it's going to be a long wait to get this season underway if what they're saying is true, that phase three of the NHL's return plan won't start till early July, meaning that the actual games won't start till sometime in August?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like a little bit of a wait, but to be honest, I think that's probably the best course of action. I mean, when they released the full plan, they said phase three, which would include the training camps, wouldn't begin until the first half of July. July 10th is the first half of July. So it makes sense. I think the one thing that it does is it gives the league plenty of room in case there's any kind of, you know, say they come back on July 10th. By July 17th, there's outbreaks everywhere. You know, they've got plenty of room and time to see how this is really going to work.
Right.
And to call it off if they need to. You know, if they rush back, the consequences of rushing back are far greater than the consequences of waiting as long as possible. So I think it makes sense. And to be honest, you know, we're not really in a scenario to be saying, you know, we've already waited 2 months. What's another couple? You know, it's not like it's going to make a huge difference from our perspective. We've gone 77 days without hockey. It's going to be about another 60. So.
It seems like the Predators would have about as good a chance as anybody in this deal. What do you think about that matchup in the qualifying round against Arizona?
Well, I think it's interesting because I honestly don't know if you could have picked a worse team for the Predators to play immediately on the return, because the Coyotes are younger, they're faster, they have more consistent play over the course of the season. Their goaltending is excellent. But here's the thing. I mean, we might as well be talking about playing the Coyotes from 5 years ago. I mean, what even is this team? I mean, you don't even know what the Predators are going to look like or what the Coyotes are going to look like. It's like comparing, you know, two teams you've never seen before. So I'm not sure that really anyone can predict. I mean, I just looked up the odds, and the Predators are like 25-1 odds to win the Stanley Cup. I have no idea how Vegas is getting that information. Mark would probably know better about what's going on in Vegas than we would. But and then the other interesting thing is that the Predators have probably just as likely a chance to get the number one overall pick as they do to win the Stanley Cup. That's also an interesting dynamic. So,
sure.
I mean, you know, obviously the Predators are going to try to win the Cup, but, you know, if they don't, you know, they got a chance at getting a really good draft pick. So
our guest is Alex Doherty of A to Z Sports.
Well, Alex, I guess first and foremost, man, what a, you know, tough time for the Predators. And they were playing up and down all season. It seems like they were kind of coming into their own the last couple of weeks. I would love to hear your viewpoint on that. And let alone, seems like Saros was showing that he was the number one goalie. What was your assessment right when they finished?
Yeah, it's probably the most frustrating part for Preds fans. The fact that they shut down right when the Predators seemed to be figuring some stuff out. You know, Roman Josi gets probably denied a really legitimate shot at the Norris Trophy. The team is starting to click. You got the offense rolling. You got the Duchesne, Granlund, Forsberg line is your top line by far. But the other thing is, you know, it does give you more time for players like Ryan Johansson, Kyle Turris, Victor Arvidsson, who've had down years, to perhaps figure something out. Now, again, I don't know how they're going to figure anything out because they haven't been playing. And a guy like Ryan Johansson, he's only going to be able to get out of the funk he was in by playing a lot. So, you know, that's one thing to consider. The other thing is the goaltending, and you guys talked about it earlier today. I mean, the goaltending is probably the most frustrating thing because it looked like Juuse Saros was clearly the number one, and then all of a sudden now he's got to win the job back. That's got to be frustrating for him. So It is so hard to predict where this team is right now, and probably frustrating for Preds fans who felt like maybe they were actually on the way up. So I don't know what you guys know as well as me what's going to happen when they return.
I guess lastly for me, real quick, I guess, with no fans, let's assume in the stands, how do you think that's going to play out for the players on the ice?
That is actually one of the most interesting parts of this whole thing that I think it's an underrated part of it. You know, how many players do you think are fueled by that crowd? I mean, think about a guy like Victor Arvidsson. I mean, and that guy and some others as well, you know, really feed off the energy of the crowd. But then you think about a guy like maybe Roman Yossi, Pecorine, who are a little bit more calm and serene. Maybe they play differently when there's no crowd. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting thing. And you could do a lot of really interesting control experiments. See, what does Craig Smith look like in front of 17,000 fans? What does Craig Smith look like when the arena is empty? I don't know. It could be interesting to see.
We're on with Preds writer for A to Z Sports, Alex Doherty.
Alex, please tell me that with a 4-month layoff, they're going to have some exhibition games.
So the report from Elliot Friedman with Sportsnet is that they will have 2 exhibition games. I think the report is that you know they'll have 2 exhibition games, but I think that they get to pick whoever they play, which is kind of fun, right? I mean, you know, who do you want to play? You want to take on the Sabres, or do you want to take on the St. Louis Blues? I mean, I don't, maybe the Detroit Red Wings. That team looks like a team that doesn't have a lot to play for. Maybe you want to play them. So yeah, apparently they are going to play 2 exhibition games.
Yeah. What about John Hines? John Hines' system. With a short training camp going into the playoffs. See, in my mind, this is a situation where if Peter Laviolette were still coaching the team, I mean, theoretically, his system fits great because it's pretty simple. It's go, go, go.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the kind of system that's going to work in this setup. But what about the way John Hines likes his teams to play?
Yeah, I agree totally about Laviolette's system. It's really good for instant offense, just plugging in and go. Hines takes a lot more coordination. But it also takes, I mean, you know, he can still communicate with his players and talk about game plans and discuss that kind of stuff. And then the players already got a couple months of his coaching style and his playing style. I think that's a bigger test is going to be, what kind of moves is he going to make immediately? Is he going to try to go into Milwaukee and get some of those guys to come up and plug in for some of the older defensemen like Dan Hamhuis or Jared Ginordi? Is he going to plug someone else in? Is he going to mess with the lines at all? How quickly will he react after period one of game one? How quickly is he going to change things up? That's a bigger question, and I don't know. We haven't seen enough of Hines to know how he's going to react in that situation.
Well, that leads to my next question and the one I was going to ask. Give me a player or two that we might be surprised to see playing for them in the postseason.
Well, yeah, the big question is, you know, will someone like Philip Tomasino, will they bring him up? And that would be quite a stunning move. But, you know, that could obviously happen. I think it's more likely going to be one of the defensemen, Frederick Allard, Alex Carrier, maybe Jeremy Davies. I think defensively they've got to get some new blood in there. So I think it's probably more likely one of the defensemen. But, man, wouldn't it be something if they brought up their number one overall pick from last year and see what he could do in this crazy last-minute Stanley Cup run?
The other thing we know, usually leading into the playoffs, you don't have a lot of practice time. And this team had some issues, obviously, with special teams. They were getting a little bit better before the stoppage. But what about that aspect of it in this mini training camp to maybe improve the power play and the penalty kill?
Well, you know, if a 3-month shutdown of the league, 4-month shutdown of the league cannot improve the Predators' power play or penalty kill, nothing can. So it's I don't think there's any way to tell. But until they get on the ice and actually start skating around and using their skates and getting on actual ice, you know, we have no idea. So I think the special teams is a tricky thing right now for all teams, and that's the good thing. You're on this even playing field with everyone else.
Roman Yossi win the Norris.
Man, if they were able to count these games in with his stats, because he was really getting close. He was really getting close. And I think among the final contenders, like John Carlson, he was the better defenseman. It's just a matter of the points. And I don't think he would have gotten there in time. I think it'll be John Carlson. But, man, it was really, really close. We'll see what happens. I think he'll come in a pretty close second.
Alex, thanks so much for the time. Enjoyed visiting with you this morning.
Sure thing. All right. Take it easy.
Okay, you too. From A to Z Sports, Alex Doherty joining us here on the Wake Up Zone, talking Preds, does a good job covering the team. We are powered by all Four Seasons Garage Doors. Go to fourseasonsgarages.com to find out more. Coming up next, the Zone has its JT, and Georgia has one too. We'll explain when we come back here on the Zone.